Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. We are back and better than ever on this Monday morning. Good to see all of you. Thank you for waking up to be here today. It's a smart decision on your part. We do these two calls in one every day. So the front half of the call, first, 20 minutes or so, is some question that you have asked inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. So I encourage you to go ask questions. I challenged you a month ago, every person to go ask at least one question. And only about 50 of you took up the challenge. That means there's, 950 of you who haven't even asked one question ever in 5 years. Go ask a question. Let's grow and learn and get better. Go and pivot and ask a question because you've got questions and the community has answers and we want to help you with it. So we'll do that on the front half. Second half of the call is something that's on my mind. Now, we started this part off on Friday where we talked about this anxiety that comes this time of year. It doesn't matter if you have nailed it or if you're struggling. Like if you had a great year, you get anxious. If you had a tough year, you get anxious. And we talked about how your value, your worth is not determined by your production or your income or any of those things. Today, we're going to do it like this. I'm going to talk specifically to those of you who've had great years, and I want to hear about the anxiety that you're having and then talk about how to let's get rid of that. Let's get grounded in stuff that works. Then tomorrow is all about those of you that reflect and go, this year was a struggle, and how you're not defined by that struggle either, and how you can get grounded and focused on the things that matter. So we'll do that in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour. But I want to first go into a question that came up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group from Allison. Allison Schwartz, it got one answer, and it's from me. And I know there's more answers, so I'm gonna put the link in the chat where you can comment on it. But this is the time of year that you start to think about, where am I going to get more listings? I want more listings in my business. I'm doing my database, some other things. What are some other strategies? And this is a common time that people start to think about maybe looking at expired listings as an option. And I think that's a great long-term play if you're going to choose to run it long-term. It's also a good strategy that if you needed a listing right now, you literally could reach out to expireds all day today and you would get a listing. Guaranteed, if all you did today was reach out to expired listings, you'd get a listing. So I want those of you who've done it or are doing it to share your better practices with Allison because she wants to know, how do y'all become successful at selling expireds? Now, I want to remind you, of course, anytime that we're talking about reaching out to people that we don't know, there are laws around how to do that, and we're going to make sure we follow them. You're going to follow your do not call laws. You're going to follow TCPA laws. You're going to follow your broker's rules and all that kind of stuff. Like, I want you to stay legal and compliant, and yet you can still focus on this area in a legal and compliant way. So I want to hear from you. And of course, it's a Monday. Dean Moss is going to start us off on this Monday. Dean, what you got?
Good morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Good seeing you Friday in Chicago,
Yeah, it
James.
was
Great,
fun, Dean. We had an
great
ALC
time.
clinic in
Great time.
Chicago.
Fantastic. Just wanted to say that I've done expireds for a number of years, even when people tell me, why do you still do expireds? The reason is every single expired wants to sell. I guess there are a few exceptions, but every single expired, in my view, wants to sell. They just didn't choose the right person. They didn't choose the right agent. But you understand, these expireds have actually signed a listing agreement. You don't have to talk them into signing a piece of paper. They already have done it. They just did it with the wrong person. So if you take the attitude that you're the right person and you've got things to offer them that nobody else can offer them, well, you'll find that they have a need for you and you'll get some listings and you'll generate some revenue. So never overlook expireds. I expanded this year to cancels, things like that. It's a great business niche. So thanks for letting me share that, James.
Dean, it's a great reminder that they've already said they'll work with an agent. They do have a desire to sell. We don't know the reason why it came off the market without selling. And as long as we follow the rules to get in touch with them, we might be able to have an opportunity. Dean, thank you so much. Jan, what's on your mind? You're out and about this morning, but you got thoughts. Good morning, Jan.
Yeah, I run a successful expired campaign. I mail letters. We do that twice a month. We have a target audience. I sell farm and ranch, and so we know who we're mailing to. We do that twice a month, and I get calls from this. I'm doing business with expireds every month. I don't follow up with a phone call. I don't follow up with an email. This could be even better than it is if I were going to do those things like other people do. But honestly, my letters work. It was how I got my first listing 8 years ago. And I started doing it again as soon as as soon as the market shifted this time, and it's a gold mine of opportunity. And to your point, and I'm going to a photo shoot Wednesday for one of my new expired listings. Yeah. It works. I'm consistent. I do it all the time. It's really a little gold mine.
So a lot of people asking for the letter. Folks, we already have an expired letter available to you. Jan's probably using one that's very similar. I'm putting the link in the chat because we did an interview with Tim Johnson on this. So you can click on the link in the chat. If you're listening to the podcast, go to jamesdshaw.com, click agent interviews, just type expired and Tim's will pop up. And then Inspire members, you have access to the letter. But Jan, it is about just getting in touch and staying in the flow. Tell us a little bit about your process.
Yeah, so my letter is actually 4 pages. It's 2 sheets of paper, front and back, and it's a letter, and it's your basic, you know, your thing expired, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe you want to talk to me. Maybe you're happy with your other agent, whatever, call me. And the other, on one page, it has recent sales of mine and color, you know, full color, all that kind of business. And then on another sheet, it has testimonial. So it's a whole page full of, you know, testimonials and little thought bubbles. And then another page where it's just about me. And I also talk about my local credibility as a land agent. And that's it. I think that I used to do just a letter by itself, but all that additional content, it's colorful. It catches people's eyes. It's got a photo of me. It somehow like makes a personal connection, because by the time they call me, I'm telling you, if I don't win it after they call me, there's something wrong, because by the time they call me, they really are eating out of my hands.
They already know who you are and what you're about. So the letter campaign works really well. Jan, thank you so much. And those of you wanting to implement that, we've got that for you already. So I put the link in the chat. I'll put it again. But if you're listening to the podcast, go to jamesdshaw.com and go to agent interviews and type expired. Jan, real quick, it's a long-term play. It's not send out 3 letters and take 3 listings. This is something you get up and you do daily.
Yes, absolutely. We have a schedule. And my team, I've got one marketing assistant. I don't have a big team. I'm solo. But she does this like twice a month. These letters go out. And like I said, there was a period during the pandemic when I didn't send them out because, you know, you didn't need to, and listings weren't really expiring. But as soon as that shifted, we started again. So I've been doing it for most of my career, and it's always it's long term, it's not flashy, and it's consistent.
Hey, they don't need fancy, right? Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it so much. Have a
great
day. Stephanie, good morning. What are your thoughts? We're talking about Allison's question this morning about how to get successful with expired listings. Of course, I want to remind everyone, we're going to do it legally. So you're going to follow Do Not Call and TCPA and all that kind of stuff. It's really important that you do that. But Stephanie, what's your thought? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. So my expireds, I've been doing this for 10 years, doing expireds for probably 8 or 9. And I get probably 40-45% of my business is expireds. The way I do it, I like the mailing idea. That was really good. I'm going to incorporate that into my campaign. But I do calls, just straight up cold calls. Well, they're warm because they're expired. But I use LandVoice for my data, scrub it, put it into Mojo, my dialing system. I use a 3-line dialer, and I call. The biggest thing with expireds is it takes massive action, massive lead generation. So I call 250 dials per day, and that's about 1,000 contacts per week, and I get 1 listing from it a week. So it's 4 listings a month. And it's just something that you can calculate and you can guarantee you're going to get, which is why I love expireds. My database feeds me like icing on the cake. I work my database, I market to them, I talk to them, but you never know when somebody's going to raise their hand. Expireds are all raising their hand. And if you work it, you know you're going to get paid. So I like that predictability. For me, when I started out with expireds, the biggest teacher was, yes, 5 days a week, I'm sorry. The biggest teacher for me was a guy called Derek Lipsky, DericLipski. He's on YouTube. And I would literally sit there, watch, pause, and type out his script, because that was the best script I found. You know, Keller Williams gives you lots of scripts. You can find tons of scripts out there. but he does cold calls live and on YouTube, and it's incredible. So he'll be calling a prospect. You can hear how he overcomes objections. You can hear the real responses. And it's just, you know, I mean, somebody's going to hang up on you. Somebody's going to say, no, not now. And it's just pushing through that no to get to the next yes.
Yeah.
Right. So one no, it may take 19 no's, but just keep pushing to get to that yes, and having, building that perseverance, not being scared, and practice script practice.
Steph, thank you for sharing. Got to be okay with the rejection piece. Like, if you cry every time someone says no to you, this is not for you. Number two on that, she gave you a lot of logistics. You need to make sure that you can do it that way wherever you are. There's some rules about dialers. Your broker might have some rules about certain things. You just got to make sure. I know Stephanie's following all the laws for her. You need to follow them too before you pick up the phone and start doing those things. So make sure you do it. Also, Steph, you reminded me, you know, the conversations that you have with people, an expired and a for sale by owner can be very similar. And we have a whole series on for sale by owners that we did with Emily Peckham. I'm dropping the link in the chat for that. You can go to jamesdshaw.com/coaching, and some of that overlap will exist for you as well. Stephanie, thank you so much. Great share. We're talking expireds this morning because Allison brought it up in the Facebook group. She wants to know how you become successful. I said it's time on task, which is kind of what Stephanie said. And then I gave some resources that we've looked at inside of Pivot Shift Ahead, but we want to hear from you. And then in 10 minutes at the top of the hour, we're going to switch it all up and get to the task at hand, which is this stress and anxiety that tends to come this time of year. Whether you have nailed it or you struggled, you experienced some anxiety and stress, we're going to address that this morning. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. But Rico, over to you to talk about calling expired or whatever you're doing to earn some expired listings. Happy Monday, Rico.
Happy money making Monday. We're going to have a big day and a big week. So, yes, I do Emily Peckham. I actually really do. I sat down today and did a recap. I have took 44 sell by owners since I started doing Emily Peckham stuff. So the expireds, I do take a different approach on it. I have the new expireds, the ones that are in the middle, which is probably like 3, 6, 9 months. And then I have the old expired. So it's different scripts for all three. I do break them down in order for me to go after them. But my stuff is really, really simple. All I really do is just call them. I ask them. I do it off of curiosity. So I'll say, hey, I don't know if you know, but your listing is no longer available. What are your plans for the property? Then I sit there and I wait and I let them jab and let me tell them, you know, how bad the realtor was or whatever the problem was. And then I just go straight in and say, okay, well, if you were moving, what were you going to be moving to? And I just go straight into the scripts. Like, what were you moving to? What's going to be taking you there? Have you found a home there? And then I just go straight in and just say, what did the agent do that you liked? What did the agent did not do that you did not like? And what could they have done better? And then if they ever tell me they're going back to the same agent, I say, well, don't you think it'll be a little disservice that they're willing to do all this stuff now and they didn't do it in the beginning? So why don't you let me take over and show you how I can help you get it sold? So that's kind of how I take it over.
Yeah, what are they going to do differently this time that they didn't do last time, right? Is a great question. Rico, I love that you didn't call and say, hey, your house expired. You said your house is no longer available. What are your plans for it? Is that your opening?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do it to where it's just a straight conversation. I don't do, you know me. I mean, you know how I roll. I don't do anything that's awkward.
Rico, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you so much. I love to hear the success you've had with Emily's program, too. It's a really good one. I mean, the bottom line is if you're looking to amp up your listing inventory, and I know there's a lot of resistance, and you don't have to go do this, but if you're really serious about it and you need to ramp it up, the easiest way to do it is to go for sale by owner and expired in a way that is... that follows do not call and TCPA and all that kind of stuff. You got to stay within the law so you don't get in trouble. I don't want you getting in trouble. And don't come at me. How many times have I said it on here? Listen, if the government is listening, I have said it 82 times. Follow the laws, y'all. Follow the laws. And the other one is stay on mute. I'm going to start suing you if you come off mute. That's going to be the new thing I do. You're going to get a subpoena if you come off mute. Moving forward, effective immediately. All right, follow the rules. All right, Daniel, I know you've got some stuff on this. You are not afraid to lead generate and talk to people. We're talking expireds. We got 6 more minutes on expireds. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, thanks, James. My weak point is time on task with expireds. But going back to 2020 with the pandemic, I remember taking 12 expireds, and I did a combination of calling, letters, and I added door knocking. And wouldn't you believe it? I was able to get a listing through door knocking. So for 2026, I'm revamping everything. Thanks for all the great ideas here. I'm going to implement them. I got to check out this guy, Eric Lipsky, because
Yeah, we should probably just have
Expires
him on.
has got to be my backbone of my business in 2026.
Yeah. Hey, Byron, do you door knock expireds ever? I know you're out door knocking and doing your thing. Do you door knock expireds?
Yeah, specifically expires.
That is who you're door knocking, is the expired.
Yes.
Can you give us your play and then I'll go to Kia.
Yeah, so we designated areas, so we door knock about 30 every day we go out. We have 8 door hangers, so if they don't answer, we're leaving door hangers. We also have postcards, so in between, there's probably a gap in between because we have so many areas. So in between the time we door knock to the next time we get to them, we're trying to mail postcards as well. Anybody we talk to, we make sure we send a handwritten letter. Obviously, we put them in our CRM, put them on a drip, and then we also follow up with additional door knocks after that to keep the relationship going.
It works. Byron, thank you, friend. Drive safe.
Thank you.
I'll see you Thursday, I think.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to it. All right, Kia, thanks for your patience. You're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'll be as quick as I can. I'm a little under the weather, but
You're good. You sound great.
I built my business on expires. I actually just, for the first time in my career this year, I just started calling my database just to add another pillar in, but I have found my success solely in expires and withdrawals. I use Mojo, and I'm really, really heavy on script. I started with Brandon Mulrennan, Listing Agent Academy. Reverse selling, and it's been me and expires ever since. In fact, believe it or not, I'm much more comfortable calling expires than I am my database. So
There are
I'm
so many
getting in.
people like that, actually. I mean, when I was
Yeah,
telling,
I
that's
can.
where I lived too. I was happy to pick up the phone and talk to people I didn't know. I was more comfortable with
Right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can talk to people that I don't know. And typically, what will get me in the door is if you got an offer at this point and the numbers worked, is that something you'd be open to? Most people will say yes, or they'll say no, I'm staying. And then, we obviously don't waste time on, expires that aren't interested in moving. But that typically gets me in the door, and I never go empty-handed. I go with at least 2 to 3 cash offers. Most cases, they're not, the greatest, but they are just super thankful that I brought them something when they were listed with a previous agent for 100 plus days who did absolutely nothing. So that's typically where I find my success.
Kia, great share. Thank you so much. All right, Jan, we're going to come full circle back to you. You get the final word on our expireds. We've had so many great ideas today, and I thank Allison for asking the question inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. Jan, you get the last word. Good morning.
Okay, and I put this in the chat. One thing that I didn't say is that in or how do you get somebody to open this envelope? This is not handwritten. This is just printed at, twice the
I would
amount of
just say
all the
real
new
quick is to
expires.
interrupt you, Jan. I'm going to interrupt you real quick. So many people overthink this letter process. Just print the letter, put it in the envelope, and send it.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be all fancy, handwritten, this and that and the other. Go ahead.
Yes. And on the outside of my envelope, which is typed, not handwritten, it says caution. Opening this envelope may cause your property to sell.
That's
So we're
cute.
doing, and that came from my coach, Kristen Wilson. Doing, it's like, what do you do to get them to open the envelope? And I
Yeah.
know that that increases the open rate.
That is cute. Jan, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks to everyone
Thank
who
you.
shared. Thank you to Allison for asking the question. And again, I'm going to post the link to her question in the comments because there were so many great answers. Now we'll put the link to today's podcast in the comments as well so that the Allison can find it. But if you would go and help her, I know she would appreciate it. She's not on this call this morning, and I'd love for her to get that feedback. Hey everybody, what's up? It is 7:58 Eastern. Good morning and good to see you here inside Pivot Shift Ahead. We are on Facebook, we are on YouTube, maybe you're listening to the podcast version. Thank you so much for choosing to be here this morning and make Pivot Shift Ahead part of what you do and where you hang out. It's a smart choice. I think it's the best free resource in the industry, if I can just say that. I think this is the best free resource in the industry. We had a great session on our pre-show today about how to handle expired listings in a way that's legal. So you're paying attention to do not call and TCPA and all those things so you don't get in trouble. We had so many great ideas around it. So if you're on YouTube or Facebook, go find the podcast version later. It's up by 10 o'clock Eastern time. and wherever you listen to your podcast, and listen to that front half of the call. Really great shares today. So thank you to everybody who shared. Now, today we're going to get back to what we picked up on Friday. If you were with us on Friday, you saw me bring up this idea that as we get to the end of the year, it isn't always pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Like, you may have had a great year, and then sometimes you get to the end of the year and you're not overjoyed and excited. You're like, ugh. And then sometimes you've had a challenging year and you're not overjoyed and excited about getting to start over. Sometimes you're like, ugh. And we talked on Friday about how you are not defined by your productivity, good or bad. It doesn't define you. It's not who you are. There's no label sitting on you about the kind of agent you are. And if that's a message you need to hear, go back and listen to Friday's call. Or an easy way to do it is we posted a 45-second clip that is the key part of the message on my Instagram this morning, at James D. Shaw. Now, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go open your Instagram and go find today's post, the clip from Friday. I need you to share that onto your stories. Because all the agents who follow you need to hear this message too. If you would all just open your Instagram right now and go to at James D. Shaw, find today's post, and either repost it or share it on your stories so that the agent community who missed that message on Friday can hear it and recognize a couple of things. Number one, they are not their production. Whatever their production was is not the definition of who they are as a human being. We'll never say that. And then number two, they know about this space so they can come back and listen to today, where I'm specifically going to talk to those of you who had great years and address the anxiety that comes up for you. Or they can come tomorrow, where I'm going to specifically talk to the agents who weren't super happy with the year and how that does not define who you are and then how you can move forward. We're going to do that over the next 2 days, and I just think people need to hear it. So go to James D. Shaw on your Instagram and repost or share it as a story. Tell them a little bit about what we do in here. Maybe even share a link to how to get on the call or something. But agents have got to hear this message. They have to. Because you should be overjoyed about whatever you accomplish this year, because it's hard. Whether it was a great year or not so great year, it is hard. I want you to celebrate your accomplishment and then redefine how we know when we're successful. That's what we're going to do today. But before we do that, a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. Andrea, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday to me. Listen, best birthday present ever. I have been on this call not even a full year yet. Today, I get to celebrate by working as a real live grown-up listing agent, baby. I got the landscaper coming. I got the stager coming. The cleaners come all at one time today, and I have never had this happen, and I would not have had the courage to level up and tell people, if you want to sell this house, this is what we got to do. And I thank you for everybody's input and all the excellent, wonderful, smart, experienced people. 2026 is going to be phenomenal. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
We're proud of you, no doubt about it. We got time for one more. We're going Linda Brennan today. If I didn't get to you, put it in the chat. Good morning, Linda Brennan.
Hey, James, thanks. I have got to watch my daughter get back out on the soccer field for a showcase. And, you know, it's been a long road. She had ACL replacement surgery, so that took a year to get back there. And the real joy was being back-to-back with Dan Tamarkin while he watched his daughter on the opposite field. So it was really cool to be out there and see a friend.
I love that. How fun is that? I love you. That is great. Thank you, Linda Brennan. Appreciate you. Thanks, everybody who stays on mute, too, while others are sharing. That's a huge help. Let's get after it this morning. So, Friday, we laid out this idea that anxiety can come to a lot of people this time of year because you're thinking about your business and you're either really happy with how it went and might be a little nervous about what's coming, or you're disappointed with how it went and you're nervous about what's coming, and then you add all of the stuff on it. Right, you got the holidays with Thanksgiving next week, which we have no calls, by the way, next week. And then you've got all the winter holidays that come up next month and the New Year's. Just a lot going on. And it can be a stressful time. Anxiety goes up. And so we kind of laid out the foundation of that on Friday. And as I said, today I want to talk to those of you that had strong years. Tomorrow we're going to talk to those of you that maybe the year wasn't so strong. But for those of you who had a strong year, I just want to first remind you that you absolutely crushed it. And congratulations. Congratulations for crushing it. You exceeded expectations. Guys, I'm putting all the hands down because I haven't laid out the call yet. So I know you've got thoughts, but let me walk through this piece of it and then I'll invite you to raise your hand. You absolutely nailed it. So cheers to you. I'm really proud of you. But then some people are feeling extra pressure even if they've had a really great year. And I guess it makes sense. We don't talk about that a whole heck of a lot on here. Usually we're trying to fix things. But those of you who are succeeding, it might feel strange to say out loud that you are anxious or nervous or concerned or whatever, but it's worth unpacking. I came up with some reasons why I think that sometimes the reasons why high producers and high achievers feel pressure, maybe you don't admit it, but this is the list I came up with. This year was a fluke. That could be one. I worry that you won't be able to repeat it. That's really common. I've heard that a lot. Pressure to perform at that level again. Like, I've done it once, so I always have to do that. I think about that. Like, an Aaron Nelson comes to mind who started the year with a $7 million deal, which is awesome. And could she now feel pressure that that's what she has to do all the time? That's a possibility. You don't know where the success came from. You know, you weren't sure. Did you get lucky? Or was it timing? Or was it a certain skill? There may be concern that the market will change and that whatever worked before doesn't work anymore. You could just be straight up exhausted from the pace you ran this year and you wonder, can you keep the production up by slowing the pace? Or you just have this quiet voice. I'm not trying to tell you what you're feeling. I'm just opening the door of some ideas for me, and you can put some other ones in the chat that might be coming to mind for you. Again, we're talking high achievers today, the people who crushed it. Tomorrow we'll talk about those of you who were disappointed in your production this year and what that means. But I'm curious for those of you that honestly you had pretty good years, but you have some anxiety, what is the specific pressure you think you're feeling right now? Put it in the chat. I'm just curious. Like, and maybe it's one of them I listed, or maybe it's something I didn't list, but I would be real curious about it. And I think we just need to think about a handful of things. Is there something about your success that you think might be difficult to replicate? Like, was there some luck involved and there's just something that, I don't know if I can replicate that. Is there an expectation now that others had placed on you? Your office, your family, other agents around you? Like, have they now put this expectation on you that's not yours? Like, you're totally okay to not hit that production level again. You're fine with that. You've figured out what you need to do to hit your goals, and it doesn't need to be that much anymore. What is the story you're telling yourself about what next year needs to look like? Where is it that you feel pressure the most? Is it around time or your energy, income, money? Are you comparing yourself to others? I think that we have to remember that a great year is something that should be celebrated, not defended. And what I mean by that is we don't need to make excuses about, well, this happened or, well, that happened. The year is just the year. Whatever happened this year is whatever happened this year. You don't have to defend it. I would like you to understand it. Where did it come from? And what parts of that would you like to repeat? And then is there anything you'd like to change? Because when you define yourself by your result, all that does is add extra pressure to get that result again. But when you define yourself by the process that created that result, it allows you to build and create confidence. You know, I think about when I pay attention to sports are a great way to do this. And one team wins the championship at the end of the year, or just one. And I imagine the pressure to come back in and repeat that is pretty significant. And yet if you just know what your process is and give yourself the best opportunity, you can actually have a good year and not win, and not win the championship because only one team does, but know that you followed your process and for whatever reason that particular day, it just didn't work out for you. But you know that your process, you know that your process will get you on the path to getting back there. Define yourself by your process that created the result to give yourself confidence, not by the result itself, because that gives you pressure. All right, let's unpack it. Now I want your hands up. Ian, good morning.
What's up, man? So I was just thinking next year needs to look like this year with the systems that I've implemented and executed. This whole business is riddled with anxiety, and it's alleviated by repeating the systems you have and that are working, and just hit repeat each year.
It's you get away from the wake up and wonder, Ian. You just get up and you know this is what I do. Like I talk to my database, or I lead gen at this time during the day, or I do my follow up, or I follow my time block, or whatever. Like we figure out what it is that works. You can also go back and say, hey, if there's one thing that might give me some time back or give me a better result that I could implement, what is that? But we've got to get clarity around those things. Ian, thank you. Hope I get to see you this week. I'll be in Raleigh tomorrow, so thank you, buddy. Regina, good morning.
Good morning. You know, this year's been, I'm pretty happy with my goals and everything. And I think the key thing was, is one, I've been on this call no matter what. And two, working my database. And Anna Kruger said something the other day that, or a couple weeks ago that I talked to her at in advanced about, but she said, make the conversations have meaning. And so now instead of saying contacts and DTD2, I actually put it to conversations for Colt, who is my grandson now. And so every call I make and every connection I make gets me closer to a visit with him. So this year I took 2 weeks off when my mother passed. I took another week to resolve her estate. I took 2 weeks off when he was born. I was up there just last month, and I've been working 3-day weekends every month to be with my family members. And I still am closing, you know, the number of transactions, and my GCI is $150,000 more than it was last year. And it's all because of really, even if I can't make 10 calls or 20 calls a day, I'm at least making some calls, and I know it's my sphere. So now my challenge is I've been going through the career visioning process and hiring two people, one a buyer's agent and an admin person, because during this whole process, I've fired two transaction coordinators because they couldn't deliver the service that I wanted, that I want people to like refer me to. And my business is really based on that referral. And it's been amazing to see the referral business that I've had. And I got a coach too. So and I also walked out on distractions. I've kind of told our market center, I'm done with these distractions. I don't want to be, you know, wasting my time doing something which is just going to be a distraction.
100%. There's a lot there. The first is that you've gotten very specific and purposeful about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I think that's something we need. And then you know what's working. Folks, we got to know what's worked, what didn't work, and what's next. And I did a session on that for you. I'm going to drop the link in the chat right now. You can also listen to it on the podcast version if you want to go find it. Inspire members, I wrote out a series of reflection questions on a worksheet that you can just print out or do in the PDF if you want to answer. Spend 20 minutes, sit down and do those. Leah McCann said it's the best worksheet we have ever created. That's what she told me in advance, to be able to sit down and go do these reflection questions. So again, you can work from a point of clarity. And then I want to remind you that this year doesn't mean anything. I had a thought on Friday that what if we stopped hitting the reset button on January 1st and starting over from zero? And what if you always looked at your business from the perspective of a rolling 12 months? That every month you just, so when we get December, you take out December of 24, and now you're starting with December 25 going through, or you're, you know, going for 12 months back, December 25 back to November 24, and just keep it on a rolling 12 months. Would that make you feel better? Like, who says you have to start over on January 1? I know your office does and all those things reset, but what if you just, your perspective on your business was a rolling 12 months? I think you might feel a little bit better. Bree, good morning.
Hey, and good morning. So I put in the chat, like, for me, coming back into production after being a team leader for 2 years, I've wanted to like fast track that momentum that I left when I went into leadership. So for me, coming back into it, there's the not necessarily anxiety, but just the want to hurry up and get back to where I was. And I've also felt the growth. I've had an amazing first year back into production, and I feel like I'm growing, if you could say, like, horizontally, right? But there's still that need and that want to grow, like, vertically and to scale my business and to go to that next level of being purposeful. And I think that's why things like your events with, like, right now, it's not in the stars to get a live assistant, right? But you had an amazing event on how we can leverage the resources that we do have with our time and with our technology. And then just with, you know, John Acuff and how we just kind of made it to bite-sized, doable actions that help us move the needle forward. It's just like with football, it's just like 1 inch, 1 yard until we get to that end zone. So I just continue to focus on, A, my values, keeping those at the core of who I am in my business: God, you, family, then business, and then everything else will find its place. So being intentional in the things that really matter and just following that every day.
That's why I want you to go do the worksheet. I mean, bottom line is, I want you to go do the worksheet so you can be intentional about the things that matter and the things that work. Brevon, thank you so much. Hey, Leah Jones, good morning.
Good morning. So you started talking about this, and all I could think about was how I'm a firstborn daughter, the firstborn granddaughter. I'm a Capricorn. I'm an Enneagram 3. I have no ability to separate kind of myself from my business. I am my business. And that's something I really struggle with. I've had an incredible year. And when you started listing all the reasons why we might be feeling anxiety, my palms started sweating so hard, because that is literally all of those reasons are me. Now, part of what I get anxiety from, James, is you. And you know this because I give you a hard time every year. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not going to have 10 to 15% under contract come January 1. I'm not. I looked at my numbers this year. I had one closing in January, zero in February, and then seven in March. For me, seasonality is a really big thing, rightly or wrongly. It just is. But what I'm realizing for this next year is, one, very similar to what Ian said, we're going to copy and paste this year. We're going to do it all again. And then I'm adding in one or two more things. So we're adding in a VIP program to really love on our top referral partners. And we're going to increase the number of events we do. And it's going to be great. But just trying to get kind of narrowly focused on what worked and then plussing it is my plan for next year.
That's the point. Figure out what worked. Go do more of what works. Double down on those strategies that work, and you'll be good. And I do know the 10 to 15% stresses some people out. So if it stresses you out, don't worry about it. Just don't do that. Others of you do want to have a number to be able to hit as you go into the year, and that is your number. But at the end, I just want to go, you know, were you pleased with how things came out? And if you were, what worked, what didn't, what's next? Were you not pleased? Okay, no problem. What worked? Because something did. What didn't? What's next? That's why we did the whole piece on that. And then go run your plays. Leah, thank you so much. Rhett Campbell, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James. I have definitely been taking notes. It looks like a mad mess on my paper. Hopefully I can get it all out. One thing that stood out to me was the advice that you have given us about the one-thirds. You know, your entire year is not going to look great. There's going to be times where it's good. There'll be times it's bad. And there'll be times where it's great. And I would have us remind ourselves of that throughout the year. And we have those bad days just saying, hey, this is just one of those days. But you're always going to have more than you have bad. Secondly, my goal that I set this year, my GCI goal, I did not hit my goal. When you say that, it makes you feel a little tinge of shame, or I come up short, or I didn't perform as well as I wanted to. Well, I hit about 99% of my goal.
Come on, then. Let's go.
So, as a matter of fact, on that, the goal that I wanted to hit, I was about 99% there. It was still significantly more than what I did last year, which I was extremely grateful for. Well, and another thing I wanted to say, too, is during about one-third of the way through this year, I had no idea where the next closing was coming from. I felt completely lost. So I would remind you that that's going to happen even if you are having success. If you had success, I would tell you to don't drift. There's a recent book that I'd read. It's called Outwitting the Devil, and it really, really dives off into that about deviating from doing what you know you should be doing at the times you know you should do it. Unless for that you are don't deviate or drift from what you know what works, unless it's for intentional improvement, and then only do so much that it does not overwhelm you. And then lastly, if you did not have the success that you sought, and I would tell you to drift, but only more outside of your comfort zone to get there. I hope that helps, James. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rhett. I appreciate you. It's really good. Tomorrow, we're going to go in for those of you that are disappointed, right? That weren't happy with your result this year and have some anxiety, stress, nervousness about it too. The advice is the same for either one, whether you had a great year or you're kind of disappointed in the year. First, figure out what was the process that got you the result and what part of that process worked. And then just commit to doing that process today. And then tomorrow you can commit to tomorrow, and the next day you can commit then. But just commit to today, because we're not attempting to recreate an entire year on November 17th. We're just recreating the steps that work to get the results that you want. Great years will only create pressure when you feel like you have to beat them. But we will create confidence when we understand what built it. So you have a choice. You can create pressure because you think you have to beat it, or confidence because you know what built it. Go back to your process and start from there. Now, tomorrow, we're back and better than ever to focus on those of you that are going, must be nice. Boy, must be nice to be anxious about all the great results and all the money you made. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Go to James Deshaw on the Instagram and share the story from today. People need to hear it. When the podcast comes out at 10 o'clock Eastern, share that with people who need to hear it, and then come back tomorrow. We'll see you then. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.